Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Stock markets fell around the world today in the face of the Greek debt crisis. Investors are worried about the possibility of Greece leaving or being ousted from the Eurozone. Greece says it will not be able to make a $1.8 billion loan payment due Tuesday to the International Monetary Fund. Greece has scheduled a referendum on Sunday on whether to accept lenders' demands for austerity measures in exchange for new loans. Opposition lawmaker Kyriakos Mitsotakis says he thinks the voters will say yes.
And I'm absolutely convinced that the Greek people will vote in favor of Greece staying within the euro, of Greece staying within the eurozone, of Greece maintaining its status as a healthy, robust member of the European Union.
Greece's prime minister wants his countrymen to vote no on the referendum. A car bomb has killed Egypt's top judicial official, General Prosecutor Hisham Barakat. Edward Uranian takes a look.
Amateur video showed firemen trying to douse flames pouring from burning vehicles after a powerful car bomb blast struck the convoy of Egypt's top prosecutor. Initial reports said General Prosecutor Hisham Barakat was lightly wounded, but the state news agency later said he died during critical surgery. No group has yet claimed responsibility for Monday's attack. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
A car bomb exploded near a military hospital in the Yemeni capital Sana'a. At least 20 people were wounded in the incident. The Islamic State's Yemeni branch claimed responsibility for the attack on Twitter, but that claim could not be independently verified. For more, check out our webpage, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A senior U.S. official says negotiators do not want a lengthy extension of nuclear talks with Iran. The negotiations originally had a deadline of June 30th. The official said it would be no surprise if negotiators missed the deadline by more than 2 days. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said very much the same thing today.
It's likely that the negotiations will extend beyond the deadline, and our negotiators will remain in Vienna past the deadline.
The negotiators have been tight-lipped about details from the talks, but the sticking points are believed to include access that inspectors from the UN's nuclear agency would have to Iranian sites, as well as the pace at which the sanctions against Iran would be lifted. Burundi held parliamentary elections Monday despite an opposition boycott and international criticism. Election officials say voting went smoothly before polls closed in the evening. However, reporters in Bujumbura say there appear to be few people at the polling stations. Israel's Navy has intercepted a ship carrying foreign activists who were trying to breach a naval blockade of the Gaza Strip. The military says it escorted the vessel to the Ashdod port on Monday and that the passengers will be handed over to immigration authorities for deportation. There were no reports of violence. U.S. President Barack Obama has signed into law two bills giving him greater authority to negotiate international trade agreements. Mr. Obama signed the measures during a ceremony Monday at the White House. The Trade Promotion Authority legislation, also known as Fast Track, is expected to speed the completion of Trans-Pacific Partnership with 11 Pacific Rim nations in the coming weeks. Mr. Obama also signed a measure that provides $450 million to retrain workers who lose their jobs because of expanded trade. It also extends trade preferences for another decade to sub-Saharan Africa. U.S. federal authorities say they are investigating a series of fires at predominantly black churches in recent days. There is no indication the blazes are related. The fires occurred at six churches in five states. The United States Supreme Court has upheld the use of the sedative midazolam in executions by lethal injection. The 5-4 ruling Monday. In the 5-4 ruling Monday, the court said that the use of the sedative in executions does not violate the Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment. Oklahoma inmates argued that the drug did not always induce the deep unconsciousness that would prevent pain during execution. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down, European markets down, down also in Asia on Monday. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.